Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's April 2nd, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's October 10th, 2002, and here's Jesus. We're back with our special guest, Elgard Odinson. One question you have for us first, Elgard.
Thank you, Speaker Polly. During your brief interstellar travels, Nazarene, after the betrayal of heaven, you interacted with various extraterrestrial races. It appears that galaxy has enjoyed a population explosion since our arrival here thousands of years ago. How do you feel about how they've taken up to the cause and wanting to establish a second kingdom of God?
Yes, Elgard, I am extremely grateful for the assistance of those outside of this world. When I left the Earth for a while on my sojourn, I was welcomed, sheltered, and shown around, and enjoyed my time immensely. To know that should we fail here on Earth and mankind perish, that some of us have been taken away to a safe place, and a second kingdom of God has been established that will survive and keep a small part of what we were alive, is a wondrous thing. That these people have taken so much effort to do this and want to do this is an incredible and wonderful thing. There are so many out there that have helped us, that fought the recent war to keep those who would have invaded Earth and taken it over away, who have established the blockade and keep us safe day after day from those who would misuse us. It is a wondrous thing that there are so many out there that will stand beside us in our hour of need. It is such a wonderful thing that we are so loved and cherished. It is a strange thing that so many out there that are so different from us are so helpful to us.
That's wonderful to know that we have so much help. We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Polly. You can check it out online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/cv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it. And best of all, it's free.
We're back. What's next, Elgard?
Nazarene, I do not wish to intrude upon your privacy, but I cannot imagine such a betrayal happening to an all-father such as yourself or to Odin. It must have been terrible for you. Could you please share your thoughts on this, especially being betrayed for a demon seed like Clinton?
Well, Elgard, it is very difficult to put this into words. It is almost unfathomable to us that this could have happened. My despair is beyond any that anyone can possibly imagine. You would have to take any sorrow that you have ever felt and multiply it 100,000 times to get any idea of the despair that I was in after this terrible occurrence when my own turned against me for the sake of this creature of darkness. It hurt beyond belief and caused me for a time to lose my will and to leave Earth. It was only when my people rose up and defeated the demon seed's associate in the elections did I come back. But I still will not take my throne because the creature of darkness's harlot is still in power. And as long as she is in power, I will not sit upon my throne. But when she is out of power, when their darkness is completely ended, when their power is completely broken, and I know the people are fully with me again, I will retake my throne, but not before. This was a hurt beyond belief, but what hurt me the most is that a million of my precious souls perished because they betrayed me for this creature of darkness. A million of my lights went out and ceased to exist forever because they turned against me for the sake of this creature of the night. The pain is unbelievable.
I think that was one of the most shocking and horrible things in a long, long time. And I hope nothing like that ever happens again.
We'll be back again.